Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have spoken by phone about the very dangerous situation that's taking place in North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades, actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or actions toward the United States. President's warning came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens the U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. United States stock market posted some gains, a change in direction after several down days amid tensions between President Trump and North Korea. Investors have reason for concern, according to Rajiv Biswas, Asia-Pacific economist at IHS Market, tells VOA the economic consequences of even a conventional conflict would likely be horrific and devastate the South Korean economy, hurting the nation's trading partners, including Japan. Biswas also told VOA the possibility that North Korea could actually use nuclear weapons is, in his words, nightmare, but still a low-probability scenario. It is official. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. The Electoral Commission in Kenya says the results show a roughly 79% voter turnout. This is VOA News. At least two dozen people were killed, more than 100 wounded, many of them seriously, after two passenger trains collided in Egypt. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Ambulance crews and rescue workers combed through the wreckage of two passenger trains which collided on Egypt's main rail line between the capital, Cairo, and the country's second largest city of Alexandria. A train from the city of Port Said reportedly failed to heed a warning signal, colliding with the train from Cairo. Egyptian media reported that the driver of one of the two trains that collided died on the spot, and that the other was arrested and taken in for questioning, as is the custom in Egypt after a major accident involving the loss of life. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. military disputing claims and counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan caused civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance. Local authorities claim 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. Taliban insurgents are active in the region, and a spokesman for the Islamist insurgency claimed that shortly after missiles hit a vehicle, local residents rushed and gathered near the site when a second airstrike targeted and killed them. Trump administration is considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. That story now from VOA's Daniel Scherf.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive, Pundar Pichai, says the country's workforce needs to represent the world in totality. His comments come as Google grapples with a high-profile internal debate over the number and influence of its female employees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Are you ready for 55 minutes of nonstop music and music news? It's a fast-paced show today, so hold on to your seats. Nigeria, Mali, Uganda, South Africa, Ghana, DRC, Kenya, Cameroon, and Tanzania, you're all represented today. My special guest this week is Koko Kanyinda, one of the surviving first-generation Congolese Rumba musicians from Kinshasa. We'll meet him at the bottom of the hour from London, courtesy of Phil Odidi, and hear a sample of his new album, Boko Bakata. All this and more right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. To kick things off, here's Awa Busim, a new voice from Burkina Faso. Everybody, that was Awa Busim with Koregore Radio Edit, track 3 of her 2017 CD release called Mingoreza. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Yemi Alade's next with Com Com, featuring Flavor.
Hey! And we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Yeah. Hi, guys. So here's Songoy Blues, one of the hottest young Malian bands to come out of the North in recent times. The song is Dabari, track 7 from their 2017 album, Resistance.
Madame, Sadi, Dabari, Irma, Dabari, Dabari, Irma, Dabari, Dabari, Gorogoro Madame Wafaki Fondara Kachi 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 Kachi.
That was Songhai Blues. Now, Songhai Blues is coming to America in September and October, and they've promised to stop in for a session with me right here at VOA headquarters in Washington. So you'll be hearing more from them in the near future. I'm Heather. This is Music Time in Africa. Let's slow it down now and slip into this gorgeous ballad from Uganda. Here's Rema with Banyabo.
Azukuka mko kakena nyo mama Akola kuwa nyo Anino kula virida Abato Abato School fizo kusoma nevitabo Olusite balina Kanicho kulio kuchifuna Baguba Yatitinka ya 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 Ibensula kone vyo kulia Omuchara Baguma Banyigiriziwa Ne bakola Independent woman African woman Oh muchara Singa si muchara
Singa sa soma
Singa
Singa sa isa
Singa si mama we
Zangari
Ruto, Akabanga Kawanfu Hospital, that is sitting ya wota zirina. Natambula wo, sina chinja zari de kuku, atawani ayamba, naguma yenyabo.
Baguma, bagumira miji.
Unugendolo kukuzo mwana garuwa.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, everybody. Turning to the singular sound now of South African Kwaito, here's Bongekile Simelane, a.k.a. Babes Wodumo, and featuring Mampicha. This tune was a mega hit in 2016, and I was looking at the comments on YouTube and laughed out loud at this one. A certain Filani Tobelani Mpatha wrote, "My neighbors love this song. They threw a brick through my window so they could hear it better."
Music time in Africa.
Hey.
Do you have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
Out of Toronto, Canada, Okavango African Orchestra has emerged as an award-winning diaspora group. 12 instruments, 10 languages, and 7 countries strong, the group says it's on a journey to an Africa without borders. Here's track one, called Bilan. The composer is Nud Kushin Mohammed, and the language is Somali. The song is about a man who dreams of pursuing a beautiful girl named Bilan, and yet he's unable to win her love. This is explained in a Somali parable that likens an elephant wandering in the middle of the night looking for grass to eat, but failing to find any. But you know what? That elephant keeps on looking.
Beautiful. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell, your host. In just a few minutes, we're going to meet today's feature artist, Coco Kanyinda. But first, Wolashi with Nuketa. Ah, those gold diggers.
Nuketa. Baruke. Inke wa mola baby. He de kill me inside. This baby driving me crazy. I be broke, she be digger. All he do then can't dig a song. But I talk to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure a song. Look at Baruke. Inke wa mola baby. He de kill me inside. This baby driving me crazy. I be gold, she be digger. All they do, they can't dig a song. But I talk to a singer. Why I'm broke, go figure a song. Basta! Money's girls, they want money. Like we vomit the money. Sometimes please ask your father. Cause we too, we they tired. Make a cook, make you drunk. Make a cook, make you drunk. Make you shit, make a flow. Make a look, make a talk. Make a look, make a talk. Drop the cash, then you talk. She know the cook, but she the chop pass. Your next pay be your next task. You better pay or you bypass. You can't say you go bypass. Cause he has grace, you go die time. She the smell cash, she the hear cash. If you broke Charlie, man, you can't touch. Your whole life, so you take that. Your kid in school fees, you take that. Don't sign no check, she wants cash, though. No, she won't cash everything she sees. Me just cash, though. No, she won't cash. Your next pay be your next task. You better pay or you bypass. You can't say you go bypass. Cause in your screens, you go die task.
Hey, hey, this is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Quick news flash. Ketable Music is a record label, video production facility, and recording studio in Nairobi, Kenya. Well, after a long toil of 6 years, they finally launched their new book. It's called Shades of Benga, and it is gorgeous. I saw some previews of the book last year when I was in Nairobi. So congratulations, Ketable. And now, here's Bill Odidi presenting our feature artist this week, Coco Kanyinda.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa. Usually I'm reporting from Nairobi, but today I've come to a warm summer's day in London in the UK to meet one of the giants of African music. He's played in various capitals around Africa. He's originally from Congo, but he's now based here in the UK. And I'm going to ask him to introduce himself.
Bongo, 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 na kopelela, na bolingo ba pesa kamotema boyete, ul trouble na lamuru, bongo mama. Yabaka bata pembeni, bakomi tunaka, baliki ba ye bantina yalibala na biso, bakomi tunaka, ndenge nini tolinga na ki, bongo ye 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 ye, bongo mama. Uwe ye ya. Mueya, mueya, mueya.
My name is Coco Kanyinda, or Coco Mukara Kanyinda Coxon. I live in London. I work in London, but I work all over Europe, the whole continent.
What made you move to the UK?
I just come here because of long stories. I was married here, and then I came stuck in here. So I can go back home now. This is my home at the moment.
Give us a little bit about your history.
I'm original from Congo, Kinshasa. Yeah, I lived in Kinshasa, and then I lived in Nairobi. As you know, I'm of the band Mangelepa. I'm the form of the Mangelepa. I played with Virunga, Starlight, everywhere. And I traveled all over Africa, and now I'm in Europe.
Okay, it's good to be speaking to you on Music Time in Africa, Coco. You're a famous drummer. You also play the djembe. You're an all-round musician, are you?
That's when they say in French, l'expérience m'a rendu sage. It means that I am the conga player from the first generation of the Congolese music. And then now I'm a singer. I sing and I lead the band called Congo Star.
I want you to introduce one of the new songs that you've just released.
I got a new album called Boko Pakata. It means, it's an expression, means people are going to run away because the music is so nice and cool. I got one song now, Ono Ensemble, Togetherness. It's about all Africa, we're together. That's the song which now on the market is coming to be released in Nairobi soon.
Attention, mes amis! Ça, c'est 12,600 volts! This is togetherness.
I'm Bill Odidi and I'm speaking to Coco Kanyinda, the band leader and the founder of the Congo All Stars. He just had his new song, Togetherness, and speaking to him, he's based here in the UK. Now you have this band which is known as the Congo All Stars. Who is in the band? Is it Congolese musicians who are based here in London?
The Congolese musicians, those who are here in London, yeah, there are many. So if I get a gig or we're going to play in a festival, I have to see those who are available and make a team. I choose a team which we can go and perform. Because it's not for one musician, no. I choose the one who's free, we're going to play. That's why we call it Congo All Stars.
And since you formed this band, you've performed in many places, at many festivals, at many venues. You want to tell us about some of those experiences?
You know, the Congolese music, I played in, like here in London, like Queen Elizabeth Hall, Royal Festival Hall. I played in Glastonbury. I played in many venues. People that really love African music.
What's the next stage for you?
Next stage, I'm planning to go back home.
Home is Nairobi? Is it Kinshasa? Is it where exactly?
Africa is my home, but I can start from Kinshasa back to my second city, Nairobi.
How old are you now?
I'm now 67. When I play music, I feel alive. So I get some vitamin of life from music.
Okay. That's wonderful. We look forward to seeing you come back to Nairobi. What's the other song that we're going to play out with on Music Time in Africa?
African Lady is a single which I just released as Afrobeat, the beat which people like to dance nowadays, like those coming from Nigeria, Ivory Coast. As we know, we also, our artists, we can't remain behind. We have to give people what they want.
Don't go, Cola Cola. Don't go, Zigzag Zigzag.
Koko Kanyinda, an elder statesman of African music, and I'm so delighted to have met him here in London. As I hand you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Bill. That was a great interview. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. This next song is an oldie from around the late 1980s. It's by a combo group called Orchestra Muema Brothers Band. Their biggest hit was called Stella, but my favorite track is this one, Susumoi. It addresses grandmothers and the important role that they have as the backbone of the family. That was Susumoi by Orchestra Muema Brothers Band.
Your show, Music Time in Africa, presents the best of the old and new African songs that suits everyone's tastes, guaranteed.
This is Manuel Wanji's brand new single, Bole Bole, followed by the Yamoto Band featuring Ruby.
niku oe wewe Ruby. Ay Ruby, basi puku zaga kiwewe. Niruhusu Ruby na mimi ni kuite baby.
Hapana.
Funika kombe mwana haramu apite.
Apite.
Mimi kwako wewe nitakifanya chochote.
Chochote.
Ruby si dada yangu kusema tumetoka wote.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Well, I've got one last song for you before closing down the shop today. And it's a goodie. Here's Mahatlini and Mahotella Queens with their 1987 super hit, Kazette.
Come on, come on, come on, let's sing together.
All right. And on the tail end of that magical song from 1987 South Africa, it's time to sign off. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I hope you come back next week. A special thank you also to Bill Odidi and Coco Kanyinda from London. Please note, guys, that a program change has gone into effect. The first 5 minutes now of every MTIA show brings you current news. So you can enjoy 5 minutes of current news at the top of the hour, and then I bring you my regular Music Time show. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. And also, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Wow. Stay blessed, Africa. You're beautiful.